Imam Alfred Muhammad was chosen by Chief Imam to sit on the Council of Imams, Greece, Baltimore, Masjid number 6. Make your vote, make your tally, and be ready to call in. Number 11, Boston, Massachusetts. Chief Imam chose Imam Shakir Mahmoud to sit on the Council of Imams. So Boston Muslims, please tally, make your tally and be ready to call it in. At least be ready and we will call you. Hartford, Connecticut. Masjid number 14. Chief Imam chose Imam Nuruddin Faiz to serve on the Council of Imams. Please make your tally and be ready to call in. Next, since we're here in Atlanta, Georgia, Masjid number 15, your Imam, Imam Ibrahim Bacha, has been chosen to sit on the Council of Imams. So, those of you who are here on the main floor, I understand we have some in the basement. If there are any who are here, Masjid number 15, will you please stand so we can have a count? And if there are any of the Muslims, Masjid number 15 downstairs, will you please make the count down there and get it to us as soon as you possibly can? You just continue, you know, with the tally, and we shall proceed further. We now move to Cleveland, Ohio. Masjid number 18, Cleveland, Ohio. Chief Imam chose Imam Clyde Rockman to sit on the council. Please make your tally and be ready to call, be ready as we call in. Now move to the West Coast. Masjid number 27, Los Angeles, California. Chief Imam chose your resident Imam, Imam Kareem Hassan, to sit on the Council of Imams. Please take your tally of him, and also, while you're about it, please take your tally for Professor Tajuddin Shuaib, who was also chosen by Chief Imam to sit on the Council of Imams. The Southwest District, the Southwest region, rather, the Southwest region of the United States, Houston, Texas, Masjid number 48, Chief Imam has chosen your resident Imam, Kamaluddin, to sit on the Council of Imams. Is that 45? Oh my goodness. Is that 45? How did we get that? Oh yes. 45. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Houston. Masjid 45. Houston, Texas. Chief Imam chose your resident Imam, Kamaluddin, to serve on the Council of Imams. Please take your count and be ready to give it to us as soon as we call. Connecticut, Masjid number 14, Imam Nuruddin Faiz. Masjid number 15, Atlanta, Georgia, Imam Ibrahim Bacha. Masjid number 18, Cleveland, Ohio, Imam Clive Rockman. In connections a few minutes ago, we're having the difficulty of being able to get through due to the fact that the lines are busy at your masjid. Please, those masjids that we have just called off, please keep your lines open until we get a tally of votes from your masjid. Please keep the line open. Imam Kareem Hassan and Professor Tajuddin Shiraz. Next, Miami, Florida, Masjid 29, Imam Nasir Ahmed. Houston, Texas, Masjid number 45, Imam Kamaluddin. Last but not least, Oakland, California, Masjid number 77, Imam Muhammad Abdullah. Did I miss any? I got them. Okay, sorry. Now, brothers and sisters, the happy results. We have response already from some of the masjids. Number one, Detroit, Michigan has ratified Dr. Imam Muhammad Mazen Alwan. He has been ratified. Allahu Akbar. Next, Masjid number 4, Washington, D.C. Imam Alim, Khalil Alim, has been ratified. Next, Baltimore, Maryland, Masjid number 6. Baltimore, Maryland, Masjid has ratified Imam Alfred Muhammad. Number 29, Miami, Florida, has ratified Imam Nasir Ahmed. Allahu Akbar. Akbar. number 15, Atlanta, Georgia, has ratified, has approved Brother Imam Ibrahim Bacha. All praises due to Allah. Now for while we're waiting for the others, as we, you know, had a little difficulty due to some of the lines were held up. They were either they got a business signal or something of that sort. So we hope that those of you who are on your lines, if you know that someone is on your line at your masjid, please tell them to get off at this time so we can call in to find out what the tally is at their masjid. Chief Imam, because
it's all
the masjids that are having problems, that are having technical difficulties, will you please call this number, 378-4600. Again, those masjids that are having technical problems that you are unable to get, that we are unable to get through to you, please call this number, 378-4600. Now, this is the Miami number, isn't it? Now, what is, not Miami, but Atlanta? 404 is the area code. 404, and then 378-4600, Atlanta, Georgia. We have a few more that have been ratified. Boston, Massachusetts. Masjid number 11 has approved Imam Shakir Mahmoud. Allahu Akbar. Los Angeles, California. Masjid number 27. Has approved Imam Kareem Hassan and Professor Tajuddin Shuaib. Allahu Akbar. Chicago, Illinois has approved of Sheikh Imam Muhammad Nur and also your humble servant, James Shabazz. As soon as we finish with now we have had Wisconsin has unanimously approved Imam Mustafa Ali. Allahu Akbar. Now, I suppose we have approximately four more masjids that we'll be calling in, and Brother Imam Bacha, you want me now? And the, in other words, I'll just wait until the other four, you know. What's that? Well, we haven't gotten the call yet. We're waiting for their approval. Yes, sir. The chief imam says, bring him on. All right. All praise is due to Allah. So that means Saeed Rahman, Imam Kamaluddin, Imam Muhammad Abdullah. I think those are the four, I believe. Now, I hope I didn't miss any.
Assalamu alaikum. While we're waiting for Chief Imam Waliseen Muhammad, we'd like to give everybody an opportunity to be a good Muslim, to be a true Muslim. As we know, in order to be a true Muslim, we must practice zakat. So we're glad that our brothers and sisters from all over the nation are here with us so that we can come together in fellowship and practice our principles of belief and principles of action. And right now we'd like to give everyone an opportunity to practice that third principle of action, that principle of conduct called charity or zakat. So give our brothers and sisters a few minutes to stretch and get a new position. What we're gonna do though, we're gonna do it in a little order. We have a lot of people who've been here for quite some time and established their spot. So we want to be just, and since they've been waiting here on that spot and edging up and getting in a good position, we want everybody to keep their position. So we'd like to go in aisles, give everyone an opportunity in aisles to come forth and put their charity on the table. So if we could just first row come and sit back down, and then the second row come from this end, pass forward, go back into the second row, and let's just do it by aisles, give everyone a chance to keep their position and do a little stretching. So we'd like to ask that first row to please stand and come forth and put the charity on our table. If we're outside, we'd like to ask the brothers to take some of our sacrifice buckets outside to the believers and pass the buckets around to the believers. We'd like to remind the believers here at Masjid Muhammad that our Valerian News office is open. Many of us have become excited by the moment of anticipation and have forgotten our duties. So as a reminder, the Quran tells us it profits the believer to remind him. So let us remind the believers that we have our Valerian News office open so that you can get your advanced purchase in. We encourage believers of Masjid 15 to please go by the Valerian News office and any of the surrounding masjids in Georgia who do receive their papers through Atlanta, please make sure your purchase for next week is in. The second row, please come forward. Let us announce on our national hookup that the phone number that we gave 378-4600 is only for the tally on the vote. If we have any trouble on our lines, we'd like to ask the other messages to call 404-378-4219. 404-378-4219. Will the third row please come up? You don't have to wait on me. When you see the other row is down, just come right on up. If we could do it sort of hurriedly, since this is a sort of slow method, if we could do it as fast as we could, then we'd be able to get to everyone before Imam Muhammad is ready to come up. We'd like to remind the believers that we want to give everyone the opportunity to be within the masjid for the lecture, the teachings today, so if we can sit as close as we can and still have some degree of comfort. As close as we can and still have some degree of comfort. As Belayans, we're really not used to sitting as close as many people in other parts of the world are accustomed to being, but as brothers and sisters, we are very close to each other. So let's try to get as close physically in order so someone else can come in here and enjoy the teaching as we are enjoying it and will enjoy it, inshallah. So we'd like to keep everyone, no one outside of the post. We want to have those aisles clear, so no one outside of the post. And as close as possible, maybe we'll be able to get a few more people in here. National hookup, we will disconnect the line for approximately 2 minutes to clear up some trouble that we are having. At the national hookup, we will disconnect the line for approximately 2 minutes. Do not adjust anything. We will have it hooked back up immediately. Some of the city, inshallah, we may be able to arrange a sightseeing tour, give you a show of the city of Atlanta. Perhaps it is this first row, if brothers on the first row, if you could pull back a little bit so they could walk around, then we could move this off a little fast if we could.
In the lobby, Birmingham, Alabama, Cincinnati, Ohio, Durham, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, Newark, New Jersey, New Orleans, Louisiana, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Diego, California, St. Louis, Missouri, the Imam from the Masjid in Brooklyn, and the Imam from the Masjid in the Bronx. May we see those Imams in the lobby, please.
take care of our responsibilities. Our Vallejo News office is open, and our local charity desk is also open. Another row of the brothers, the next row of the brothers. The next row of the brothers, could they come forth? Okay, we have a lost Muslim here, a young Muslim who is lost. We have a lost Muslim. Brothers, can we quickly have the next row to come up? I think it's the last row for brothers or any brothers who haven't been up who would like to come forth and give the zakat. Any brothers who would like to give the zakat, please come forth. We definitely don't want to try to teach because we have the master teachers in the house tonight. And we have the majestic in the building. But since we do have the time, we would like to read several surahs, short surahs from our holy book, the Holy Quran. And if we open our hearts and minds, these surahs will do the teaching. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم By the night as it conceals the light By the day as it appears in glory By the mystery of the creation of male and female Verily the ends ye strive for are diverse So he who gives in charity and fears Allah and in all sincerity testifies to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path of bliss. But he who is a greedy miser and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to the best, We will indeed make smooth for him the path to misery. Nor will his wealth profit him when he falls headlong into the pit. Verily we take upon ourselves to guide, and verily unto us belong the end and the beginning. Therefore do I warn you of a fire blazing fiercely, nor none shall reach it, but those most unfortunate ones who give the lie to the truth and turn their backs. But those most devoted to God shall shall be removed far from it. Those who spend their wealth for increase in self-purification and have in their minds no favor from anyone from which a reward is expected in return, but only the desire to seek for the countenance of their Lord Most High, and soon will they attain complete satisfaction. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By the glorious morning light, and by the night when it is still, thy guardian Lord hath not forsaken thee, nor is he displeased. And verily the hereafter will be better for thee than the present. And soon will thy guardian Lord give thee that wherewith thou shalt be well pleased. Did he not find thee an orphan, and give thee shelter and care? And he found thee wandering, and he gave thee guidance. And he found thee in need, and made thee independent. Therefore treat not the orphan with harshness, nor repulse the petitioner unheard. But the bounty of thy Lord be heard and proclaimed. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Have we not expanded thee thy breast and removed from thee thy burden, the which did gall thy back, and raised high the esteem in which thou art held? So verily with every difficulty there is relief. Verily with every difficulty there is relief. Therefore, when thou art free from thy immediate task, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention. Barakallah al-Azim. Certainly Allah speaks the truth. While we're waiting, we'd like to get the mic, make sure the mic is turned up loud enough for when the imam comes. Is that loud enough? Or is it going down? Is that loud enough? It's down. Can we get the mic straight? And in the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a great mercy for the human being. Allah tells us that this is a mercy, that really in our own very nature and in our natural surroundings, there's guidance. There's guidance. There's guidance in everything we see. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation, he came back and told his wife that everything he saw spoke to him, La ilaha illallah. That the rocks were speaking to him, La ilaha illallah. The trees, the clouds, the rain, everything was speaking, La ilaha illallah. Have a history of wanting something very mysterious, something very spooky to occur. When we read that hadith, we think that really the rock opened its mouth. First it had to get a mouth, and then after it got a mouth, it opened its mouth and spoke, La ilaha illallah. But those of us who really try to put our minds in coordination with the teaching that the Mujaddid is bringing to us, we realize that this is a message, a greater message than that, in that hadith.
that everything really bears witness that there is no God but Allah. If we could just open our minds where we could see the creation in its natural form, we would see everything saying, La ilaha illallah. Right now, the trees, or the tree that we don't hear with our physical ear, but the trees are speaking that kalima. The Quran tells us that this is a mercy. This is a mercy to you, human being. Because the justice is that everything around you is telling you that there is no God but Allah. But out of mercy, I'm going to give you a book that makes it plain, it makes it clear. And to kill all kind of problems you may have with following a book, I'm going to give you a human example that lives that book in the person of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have a great mercy, two great mercies that really bring us to the realization that everything bears witness that there is no God but Allah. So Allah tells us in His Quran, have we not expanded thee thy breath and removed from thee thy burden? Now Allah expands our breath many, many times. If we try not to breathe, if we hold our breath, we put a great burden on ourselves. So Allah forces us to pull in and expand our physical breath. But that's just the physical meaning. That's just a physical in understanding. It's a much greater meaning that goes far beyond that. Scripture is a language that speaks for all time, to all people who want to hear. Many times we see words in our scripture that we take to have only a meaning on one particular level. But here Allah is telling us that He has expanded our heart, expanded our minds. And when our minds and our hearts become expanded, we find that with that Allah removes a great burden. And that burden that we have upon us sometimes galls our back. It makes us change our physical form and our mental form and our spiritual form. When somebody has something galling their back, they become humpback. When a man is humpback, he can't relate in the world the same way he can when he's standing straight. For an example, and many times when we see something occurring to another individual, it's an example that Allah is teaching us something. So an example of a brother who his back had developed into an extreme hump, and really to walk down the street, he couldn't look any further than about 2 or 3 yards in front of him because his back had an extreme hump. And it became a great burden for him to walk, because we take it for granted that when we walk, we look maybe 100 yards ahead of us. But yet his brother could not look but 3 yards in front of him. So how could he really plan his steps? He could plan no further than 2 or 3 steps. If something would come up on him, he wouldn't notice it until it was about 3 or 4 yards from him. And then he would have to deal with that problem or with that obstacle. So when we have problems galling our back, bending us over, it becomes very difficult for us to plan and project our path in life. When we have bills upon us, house notes, car notes, gas and light bills, when these things are galling our back, it becomes very hard for us to really concentrate on our spiritual life, on our mind development. Things galling our back, and some of us start thinking about illegal ways to get this thing off my back. So Allah tells us, reminds us, that He is the one that removes the burden off our backs. He removes the burden and expands our breath. And then He reminds us that He has raised us highest thing as individuals. Many times as a group, the Nation of Islam, it was looked up upon. We were looked up to because we had a unity that nobody else had. But many individuals, as individuals, many of us were looked down upon because we had a burden that we were carrying. Well, Allah tells us that He is the one that has raised us high in our esteem. And if we are following the true teachings of Al-Islam, brother and sister, it is guaranteed that people are looking up to us. The same people who are looking down upon us are now looking up to us. Then Allah tells us, so verily with every difficulty there is relief. He didn't really say that difficulty comes, then relief comes. He said that they come together. With difficulty, there is relief. If we could really have faith in this teaching in the Quran, we'll find that a whole lot of our problems would just disappear. If we just knew that with every difficulty there comes relief, and a whole lot of our problems would immediately disappear. And then Allah tells us right behind that, He repeats it to show you how important it is. To show you how we really need to eat of this food that He has put here in this Quran. We really need to eat it. Verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Now, a lot of people don't have a problem when I say we need to eat this because we've grown to that point. See, they can see eat on a spiritual level, but a lot of other words they can't see on a spiritual level. How many of us can see the word virgin on a spiritual level? So we need to realize that with every difficulty, there is relief. Talking to the Imam from New York City, Imam Rashid, today, you know, when you ask anybody about New York, they really give you a bad line. But not Imam Rashid. You know, he knows that there's a great blessing in dealing with the physical situation that is like New York. Not many people can deal with that physical layout. With those many people and that much concrete and that much corruption. We got corruption in all our cities, in most our areas. But, you know, in New York you see things that haven't reached Atlanta, and haven't reached D.C., and haven't reached Oakland yet. We see those things, you know, flourishing in New York. Okay, but Imam Rashid is looking at this thing where with every difficulty there is relief. So he knows that he got a great difficulty there, so he knows the relief is going to be just that great. Many of us will get, those of us who were our foreparents who looked at slavery and just threw their hands up, their descendants aren't in this audience now. If you say, well, I can't take this slavery no more, I'll give up. Their descendants were not born in order to hear this word of God like we're hearing it in this day and time. So they didn't stick with the relief. They didn't have enough patience and perseverance to deal with the difficulty in order to witness the relief. So we have to know as Muslims, we have to know that with every difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us relief. And He promised us that the reward will always be greater than that difficulty. Therefore, when thou art free from thy immediate task, still labor hard. And to thy Lord turn all thy attention. Muslims throughout the world have just completed the beautiful institution of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And Ramadan was like when we first went into it, it was like a great burden. But after you really get into it, it becomes very easy. You become very used to it. Heard a couple of brothers say, well, man, I want to start eating every other day and every 3 days, like I used to do. That's how they really enjoyed the Ramadan fast, so that they
were tempted to go off into an extreme. So we always have to remind ourselves that really the main thing with what Islam brings to us is obedience to Allah, following what Allah tells us to do, following the fast the way Allah says. If we had fasted both day and night, we would have broken our Ramadan. So Allah has lifted the difficulty and brought relief to us. Now we must remember that since we are free from our immediate task, we must still labor hard. Takbir! Takbir!
In the Arabic tongue, meaning with the name of Almighty God Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahda la sharika lah. I give open testimony that there is nothing worthy of worship except Almighty God Allah, the one and only, and there is nothing like unto Him. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I give open testimony that Prophet Muhammad is the slave servant of Almighty God and His last messenger. We greet you, dear beloved brothers and sisters, with the greetings of the world community, the world over, the greetings of peace in the Arabic tongue. Assalamu alaikum. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, imams from around the country, we welcome you here to the city of Atlanta and for the opportunity to see and hear the Mujaddid, the reviver of religion, bringing us back to our original religion, the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God, highly glorified and most high, put right into the very nature of the human being. We had lost that nature, but today, thanks to Almighty God Allah, there is one who is giving a teaching, a word. It is not the man, but the word that is bringing us back to that original nature, giving us the nature of having the yielding spirit that is identified with being a believer in Almighty God Allah and a follower of Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah 1400 years ago. We thank Allah for this great Mujaddid, and we're not going to delay the time. You've been sitting here a long time, and there's no need for you to wait any longer. Chief Imam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Allah. Guardian, evolver, cherisher, the keeper of all the worlds, the God, the creator, who cares for us all. All praise is due to Allah alone. There is nothing worthy of worship or to be compared to Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His last prophet, messenger to all.